Hi, this is Jackie from ESLActivity.org, and today I'm going to talk about English for specific purposes. So how you can teach things like aviation English, medical English. I would even include like maybe business English in there. There's a bunch of different reasons why someone might learn English for a very specific purpose related to a job or a career or a certain industry, something like that. So it is kind of a very specific thing. Teaching general English to these students is generally not what they want, and I would tend to avoid that. So here are my tips. So the first one is to do a needs analysis of your students. So if someone is in a class, just a general English class, because they want to improve their conversational skills or maybe like travel, or they want to be able to watch English movies without subtitles, whatever the case might be, their needs will look very different than someone who is, say, studying to do international trade or to maybe become a pilot and they have to communicate in English over the radio and navigate like airports in foreign countries, that kind of thing. So it really does look very different. So do a needs analysis of your students and find out what specifically they need to work on. So one way to do this is to, if you're like say teaching at a university or something like that, and you're teaching aviation English, is that the department where those students are in can often give you kind of some clues or some tips about what the students might need. The other way to find out is just to specifically ask the students. So say you're teaching maybe doctors or nurses, just find out kind of what their struggles are, what their pain points are, and then design lessons to kind of work around those problems or issues that they might be having. The second tip is to focus on vocabulary. So each of these specific industries has a certain vocabulary set that it would not be found in general ESL textbooks. So even if students are quite good, just a general English, maybe they've been studying English for the past 10 years, which is often the case in like parts of Asia or Europe or whatever, they may not actually know the specific vocabulary related to aviation or related to like the medical field or whatever. So I recommend focusing on vocabulary that is specific to that industry. And you can do things like give little tests. You can do some games or activities in class. You can just keep repeating those words over and over and over again. You can do some reading lessons, some listening lessons that contain those vocabulary words. But it really is key for these students to master the vocabulary that is used in that industry. All right, the third thing you can do for English for specific purposes is to do some role plays. So this leads to my fourth tip, which is to build confidence. So one of the best ways to build confidence is to use role plays. So just kind of set up a common scenario that the students might encounter in real life, and then depending kind of on the level, if you teach beginners, I might give the first like couple sentences of the dialogue just to kind of get students going with some like fill in the blank kind of things. Or for higher level students, you can maybe just give a scenario and then have students make a role play. For even higher level classes, you can kind of give some different scenarios and then each group can kind of work on a different thing. So the way I do it is, I give the scenario and then maybe some starters if necessary. And then students in pairs, they write a dialogue. So this is kind of like beginners would write a dialogue, but more higher level students can maybe just do this without having to write a bunch of stuff down. And then when the students are done that, if they've written it down, I get them to memorize their dialogue just because it makes this next part go more smoothly. And then students will just present their little dialogue in front of the class. Or you could also just do it. They come up to the teacher's desk and just kind of do it. For the teacher. So it's really up to you what you want, but I like having students do it in front of the class because it really just, it's a nice way for students to get some extensive listening in with the exact vocabulary that they themselves are studying. So and then sometimes I'll make it like a little bit of a competition. I'll kind of just like maybe choose one or two of the dialogues that I think were the most interesting or that students performed well. If they added some like kind of emphasis on certain things or a bit of personality, that kind of thing. So you can kind of just see who the good actors are in your class. And I kind of like to make it, just a fun, friendly competition like that. All right, the next tip is general English. So this is something that you need to consider carefully in an English for specific purposes class, whether or not you focus on general English skills or not. I would say that if students are very high level, like kind of probably intermediate or advanced, then I generally wouldn't focus on general English. They are already probably good enough to like say go out for lunch with a client or have a little bit of small talk at the beginning of a meeting, or like if they're traveling to a foreign country or whatever, or navigating through an airport, they're already good enough at English to kind of do all those things without a lot of issues. So in that case, maybe they don't really need a lot more general English, and I would really focus on their specific industry for what they need. However, where this does get trickier is if students are, I would say, like low intermediate or beginners. It's like sometimes tough if you're focusing on medical English with total beginners. That can be really challenging because if students don't have like basic English grammar and basic English vocabulary, to jump right into like medical English and doing role plays and dialogues and all that, I mean, it's actually so difficult to do. And students are kind of, well, get a bit frustrated because you're actually trying to teach them something that's kind of beyond the level that they're at. Students need to know like basic numbers and colors and weather and like small talk and introductions and the basic how to talk about the past and the present and the future. Just kind of very and like conditionals, kind of simple things that beginners to the English language would know. So in this case, for beginners, I would mix in some general English, but kind of give it like a bit of a specific flair to it, I guess, whatever the case might be. So generally, like if you're teaching, say, the simple past, you would always choose a context to teach the simple past in, so the students know a situation in which they could use this. So maybe talking about like past memories or something. But in this case, if I was teaching, say, aviation students, then I would choose something about like flying or like being in an airport or something, and I would tie the simple past into that. Or for medical English, talking about the future, maybe I could tie it into like talking about future health problems or conditionals. You could all like talk about health things easily, like if you don't exercise, you will, or like if you don't stop smoking, you will, something like that. So you could really tie the basic English grammar and vocabulary kind of into these specific things, which is what I would do in that case, and kind of disguise the general English a little bit if you can. All right, the next thing is test prep. So there are tests like English proficiency tests, like the TOEFL, the TOEIC, the IELTS, the CELPIP in Canada, kind of whatever the case might be. And there might even be some specific English tests for certain industries. You'd have to check into that, but find out if students need to take these tests in order to get the job or in order to like do further training or whatever the case might be. And if that's the case, then you could spend actually some time focusing on test preparation skills. But of course, ask your students, because if students are, say, in an English for specific purposes class and they're not actually doing these tests, they're not going to love if you spend class time doing it. But so ask the students and kind of see what's coming up on the horizon for them. All right, the next tip that I have is students want results. They are learning that English, whatever the case might be, aviation English, medical English, tourism English, to get a job and to function more effectively at that job. So these students are motivated. In general, they're very motivated and they kind of see English as necessary for their future. So this is unlike some kind of maybe general English classes where there might be a bunch of unmotivated students. Maybe parents have forced their kids to take an English class. Or like in Korea, for example, students are required to take English in their first year of university. And you may have a ton of unmotivated students who don't actually care about English. That is not generally the case with these ESP, English for specific purposes. You can often hear it referred to as ESP. So ESP students are motivated, and so really focus on not wasting time in class. You don't need to do like the general chit chat. You don't need to like have little holiday lessons or just do like games or kind of, you know, be the edutainer, I sometimes say. You don't need to do that. Of course, like plan good lessons and just try to add as much value as you can to the lessons with these students, and they will really appreciate it. So they want results. So help students get there and help them get the results that they want in terms of their English acquisition. Okay, so those are all my tips for teaching English for specific purposes. I hope you found that helpful. And I know that it can be like a little bit intimidating. I kind of remember 1 year in Korea, I was teaching in there was a bunch of students who wanted to be flight attendants. So I was teaching that class and I actually had no direction from the people running that department. They're just like, oh, just whatever, do whatever. And so I kind of remember feeling quite overwhelmed. Like I didn't really, what should I teach them? And like, how should I teach them? And so what I did is I asked the students, what do you need to know? And some of them didn't really like, they didn't really know what they needed. But then I got some like good things. Like students would tell me for interviews, they needed some interview skills because all their interviews, even for like Korean Airlines, would be in English. So we worked on interviews and then they had to do a self-introduction. So that was how all the job interviews would start. So we did a self-introduction in English and kind of mastered that. And then we moved on to things like how to deal with a difficult passenger and like talking about food and drinks that people might get on an airplane as special requests, like blankets and like headphones and all that. And we did some role plays and that kind of thing. So I hope my students found it helpful. It was certainly, I think, more helpful for them that I did that than just focusing on general English because I didn't really know what to do. Okay, so if you want more information about this podcast, please be sure to check out ESLActivity.org/podcast. And then I have a couple books that might be helpful for you to use to teach from or to recommend to your students as well. You can find them both on Amazon and they're both by Jackie Boland. So the first one is English for Tourism Vocabulary Builder. And the second one is Clear and Simple Medical English and Dialogues. Okay, that's it for now. Catch you next time, everyone.